Ever get the feeling that the folks who make the biggest difference aren't always the loudest ones in the room?
Yeah, I think we all know someone like that, quietly going about their business but leaving a real impact.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we're diving into today. We're going to be looking at this idea through a pretty unique lens, the humble clover.
A clover? That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that.
I know, right? But trust me, it's fascinating. We're going to be taking excerpts from this book. Her name is Clover, by John Walker.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's the book about?
Well, the author uses the clover as a metaphor to kind of unpack this woman's character. Someone who, just like a clover, might be easy to miss if you're not paying attention.
So it's like looking for the deeper meaning beneath the surface.
Yeah, exactly. And the way Walker does it is, well, it's pretty clever. So the first thing that struck me was how he uses the clover to represent resilience.
Resilience. Makes sense. I mean, clovers are pretty tough little plants, right? They pop up everywhere.
Yeah, you see them pushing through cracks in the sidewalk, growing in the middle of a field. They're survivors.
Right, right. And so he connects this to the woman in the book.
Yeah, she's been through a lot, but she's come out stronger.
Mm.
Walker describes it kind of like a harsh winter, you know, like winter comes and wipes everything out, but come spring, the clovers bounce back.
So she's like that, weathering the storms and coming back even stronger. I like that.
It's a powerful image.
Right.
And it's not just about being tough. It's about adapting, thriving, even when things get rough.
I bet that resonates with a lot of people who hasn't been through tough times.
Exactly. And then there's this whole idea of quiet impact. Walker keeps talking about how her presence is steady and inspiring as the clover itself.
Mm, steady and inspiring. Okay, I can see that. Clovers aren't exactly flashy or anything.
Nice. Like, they're not out there demanding attention,
right,
but they're still super important, you know, for the bees, the soil, the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, they play a vital role, even though we might not always notice.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Right, and that's how the woman in the book is. She's not showy, but she makes a difference.
So it's about recognizing the quiet strength, the unsung heroes, the people who make things happen behind the scenes.
Exactly. And I got to say, Walker's really good at using the physical parts of the clover to get his point across. Like, he talks about the petals a lot.
The petals. What does he say about those?
Well, he uses them to represent grace and strength. Kind of like the woman herself, right?
Yeah.
She's got this delicate beauty, but she's also incredibly strong.
Yeah. Okay. I'm starting to see how this all ties together. He's using the simple plant to reveal all these deeper layers of meaning.
Right. And there's this one passage that really stuck with me. He's describing her compassion and he compares it to the scent of a clover field.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's not overpowering or anything, but it's there, you know, just kind of subtle and all encompassing. It really gives you a sense of how deeply she cares about people.
It's like she's just quietly making the world a better place.
Exactly. And that brings us to this point that Walker makes about how we often miss the clovers in our own lives.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy to get caught up in the noise and the flash and miss those quiet, steady people.
Right. Like, we're so drawn to the big personalities, the ones who are always seeking the spotlight, that we forget about the folks who are quietly making a difference.
And they're the ones who are often the most valuable. Like, think about teachers, mentors, even just good friends.
Yeah, they're like those clovers, providing support and strength without needing all the fanfare.
It's like a reminder to appreciate the simple things, the quiet beauty that's often overlooked.
I think that's a really powerful message. And it's something I've definitely been thinking about since I read this book.
Me too. It's definitely made me look at the people around me differently, you know, wondering who my clovers are.
And it makes you want to be a clover for other people too,
yeah,
right? Just offer that quiet support and strength.
Yeah, totally. It's about being there for others, making a difference in those small, consistent ways.
So to bring it all together, her name is Clover. It's about so much more than just a plant. It's about recognizing those quiet strengths, those resilient spirits, those people who might not be the loudest, but are definitely making a lasting impact.
And it's a reminder that real beauty often lies in the simple, the unassuming, the things we might miss if we're not paying attention.
Exactly. It's about taking a moment to look closer, to appreciate those hidden depths.
And to realize that even something as small and common as a clover can hold profound meaning.
So before we wrap this up, I got to ask you, dear listener, have you ever met someone like that, a clover in your own life?
You know, someone who embodies that quiet strength, that understated beauty, someone who might have been easy to overlook, but left a lasting impression.
I bet if you think about it, a few people come to mind. Take a moment to appreciate those folks. And maybe, just maybe, think about how you can be more like a clover yourself.
Spread a little kindness, offer some support, be that steady presence for someone who needs it.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. So if you're intrigued by any of this, definitely check out Her Name is Clover. It's a beautiful read, full of those little nuggets of wisdom that really make you think.
I second that. It's a reminder that the most impactful things in life aren't always the loudest. Sometimes it's the quiet, persistent beauty that really makes a difference.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back again next week with another fascinating topic. Until then, keep your eyes peeled for those clovers out there. You never know where you might find them.
And who knows, maybe you'll even discover a four-leaf clover along the way.
No, that would be lucky.